Cantabrians are hoping the end is in sight for a major post-quake build as contractors work around COVID construction delays. One of Christchurch's main post-quake anchor projects, Parakiore, or the Metro Sports Facility, is expected to be one of the best in New Zealand. Reporter Kim Moody has the story.
For the swimming Canterbury West Coast Club, the country's largest aquatic centre can't open soon enough.
The hopes and dreams that are held for that facility, both by Swimming Canterbury West Coast and by the City Council itself, if those come to fruition, it's going to be absolutely amazing and, as I say, make a huge impact on the whole community in terms of people wanting to swim and give it a go.
Debbie Rahu Rahu says two generations of Canterbury swimmers have now been training in less than ideal conditions, but they've risen to the occasion. The central city lot, stretching over more than 30,000 square metres, will have everything sporty residents could want. A 50-metre, 10-lane competition swimming pool, a separate diving pool, 5 hydro slides, an aquatic leisure centre, 9 indoor courts, fitness spaces, and seating for up to 2,500 people. Nigel Cox, the council's head of recreation and sport, says it will jumpstart the region's sporting competitions.
Local competition, regional competition, national and international competitions will all be able to go ahead again. And I think in terms of just the size of this facility, it's massive. But it's going to be the best in New Zealand, if not Australasia.
And it's been a long time coming. Christchurch's QE2 facility and its 50-metre competition pool was built for the 1974 Commonwealth Games, but damaged beyond repair in the 2011 earthquakes. Parakiore has been plagued with delays. Originally expected to be completed in 2016, a $75 million budget blowout saw a deal with the preferred contractor axed by the government. The $301 million project is now managed by Crown Rebuild Company, Otakaro. Chief Executive John Bridgman says they're on track to open in early 2023, but COVID has seen them hit a few snags.
For example, pools out of Italy, hydro slides out of Australia, heating system out of Australia, and those take specialist resources to put together and install on the site. And so border controls are quite an issue.
He says it's like a jigsaw puzzle, booking in overseas specialists, nabbing them an MIQ spot, and matching up the flights while dealing with delays from local lockdowns. Debbie Rahu Rahu says the lack of adequate facilities has meant the clubs had to hold competitions in Dunedin or Wellington at considerable cost. But she says the last lap is hopefully within sight.
If you build it, they will come. They will get national meets here, which means that we will get some of the fastest athletes in the country racing here. If we get an international meet here, we will get some international athletes competing here. And there's nothing that draws people into a sport like being able to see people they admire doing a fantastic job of it.
A long wait, hopefully worth it for the current and future sports stars.